all news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Thursday, November the 8th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. The shooter, who police say killed 12 people in a Southern California bar last night before fatally shooting himself, has been ID'd as former Marine Ian David Long. Authorities say he used a legal handgun with an illegally altered magazine. Authorities say Long may have suffered from PTSD. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie reportedly under consideration to replace Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Christie is at the White House for a previously planned event today, but reportedly met with Jared Kushner privately. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is also reportedly being considered for the post. Former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman won't face any criminal charges in connection with that scandal that forced him from office. Nassau District Attorney Madeline Sinkes, who served as special counsel, says they spoke to every woman who accused Schneiderman of assault, but a combination of legal hurdles and statute of limitations made it impossible to bring charges. And the woman who replaced Schneiderman as state AG is going back to her old job. Barbara Underwood says she'll continue to serve as Solicitor General. That is, once the newly elected Letitia James takes over in January. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now hospitalized following a fall in her office. A court spokesperson says RBG broke 3 ribs in the fall. She's being treated at George Washington University Hospital. And pinball, Uno, and the Magic 8 Ball are the latest entrants in the Toy Hall of Fame. They were chosen from a field of 12 finalists, which also included American Girl Dolls, Tickle Me Elmo, and Chalk. 1010 Winds AccuWeather. Chilly tonight with temperatures in the low 40s here in the city, 30s out in the burbs. Cloudy and breezy is the word tomorrow morning before rain arrives in the afternoon. It'll be heavy at times, too, through tomorrow night. The high is 53. Then we've got a chilly weekend ahead of it with partly cloudy skies Saturday and sunny skies on Sunday. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.